Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are funny dudes.
Hit that ass again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. You ever come in on the Friday and you're like, I'm in the Friday 5 o'clock mood at 2:15.
Yeah.
I'm there. I've been there. I've been there since about 11 o'clock this morning.
I'd say that's about the same for me because at a little after 11, I was leaving R&S in the great garage door spot in San Leandro. I'm not going to do this to you all day, but you know when you do these...
Do it as much as you want.
You do these added value videos for clients that you endorse and you just kind of have a great day doing it. And shout out Cam, who does so much here. He was filming it. And we were down there talking to the assistant manager, and I'm learning about garage doors and all the new products and the different stuff. It was fun. And got in the car and listened to a little Steiny and Goo, and I was like, you know what? Friday, payday, Bryce watch.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
It is. It's
been a good week, too.
It's been a very, very good week. But, 888-957-9570 is the number. And I'm just going to warn everybody right now, we're going to be all over the damn place today. Because it's that kind of a day. The Giants had an interesting 48 hours. We've got Bryce watch. We're going to talk to the play-by-play guy for the AAA team for the Giants, for the Rivercats. His name's Zach Beirutti. Apparently there's a competition in our show group to figure out who knows him the best. I didn't know he was like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Everybody's fighting over whether or not they've met him more or whatever, but did you get the actual booking? Was that you?
Yeah, it was.
You okay, Grandy, you stepped aside.
Yeah.
It was my idea. Mm-hmm. It was your booking, and Grandy, you were there for support. Is that the way it was?
Yeah, I offered support, and you guys, or Dib said, no thanks.
Yeah. And I need to apologize. I didn't know that you had such deep ties to Zach Beirutti. I came in a little aggressive on the thread, admittedly. I just want to apologize.
I was first. I was like, I think I could get him because I know people who know Zach, but I don't know Zach. But I didn't know how many people I know who know Zach.
Yeah.
Apparently, I know a lot more than I realized. Because you two would both like to, like, I don't know, you'd both like to go on a trip with him. Or, like, I mean, there was a big competition over, like, the possessiveness of Zach Beirutti.
I was reflecting on how long I've known him, and it had me, like, step back. Because it was probably 17 years. 17 years ago, he was doing the Stockton Ports, and I was doing that Comcast Hometown Network local TV, and we did a bunch of this, and he was my play-by-play guy. Joe Rizzo was doing the San Jose Giants, and now look at how these guys have grown up. Beirutti's in AAA.
Love it.
Rizzo's doing both. You know, when Flem is doing golf, then Rizzo gets the call, and it's awesome. And I think about Evan and Grandy in particular, guys who are now the age that Zach and Joe were 17 years ago, and I think about the future, And great things are coming your way, Grandy, you and Evan.
Yep, almost, Grandy. You just keep doing what you're doing, and then something good will happen at some point.
Thanks. Can I break some news for you guys?
Please, please, what do you got? I told you we'd go
this
all over
is
the place.
Maybe has been in the works ever since that he left the mound grabbing at his elbow. Ooh. But Arizona Diamondbacks starter Corbin Burnes will undergo Tommy John surgery.
Well,
first year of a 6-year, $210 million deal.
Score another one for the Giants. Score another one for the Giants, who, by the way, I don't even think they tried. I know it was rumored that they were this close and trying to. I don't even think that they offered Corbin Burnes anything. But that was. Do you remember when that was the big? That was the guy the Giants were supposed to go get. And I'm not going to say that the guy that they did get is doing wonderful things yet either.
But he's upright.
He's upright. He's. I think he's in the lineup tonight. I don't know that. Maybe not. But
he's
but,
always in the lineup.
Yeah.
Willie Adames.
Yeah. Well, Dave Fleming did say the same thing that you said when he came on with the Joes earlier this morning. He's like, maybe a day off.
And did he mention rent a dog?
He did not ask him to rent a dog, right. But he didn't rule it out either.
Okay.
But he did say maybe a day off, or maybe a day off up against a day off. Like, in other words, have a day off when we also have a scheduled day off. Take two. Take two of
and
these
hit the left.
And call me next week. Was kind of, and I guess that was in the plans in Detroit. This was an interesting story. Flem goes, Melvin had said to Adames, like, you're taking tomorrow off. But he said it before one of the games he was going to go play. And then Adames went out and wrapped two balls really hard up the middle and went to Melvin and said, we found something. We found something. You got to put me back in the lineup tomorrow. So Mel listened and did. And it turns out he didn't find something. Just kidding. He didn't find something. And so he never got those days off, even though they were kind of thinking maybe a day off. So I don't know if we'll see that sometime soon.
No but, game Monday. So you could do a Sunday, Monday.
Maybe.
That
maybe.
Might be the time.
And they got a day game Sunday, I would assume.
Yeah.
They're not playing any weird time
not
on
105.
Sunday. Okay.
And then you travel to Colorado and, you know.
That might be the one.
Yeah,
that might
way
be the one.
He gets a couple days to take a deep breath and then.
And lock in for Colorado
exactly.
And LA, two hitters parks.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe, maybe. But, yeah, he's probably in the lineup tonight. But it seems like we say it. It feels like 85% of the time. Big deal gets signed, fan base gets excited. And then count to 3, 2, 1. Whoops, that big deal was a mistake. It doesn't it feel like most of the time the big deal that the fans want you to sign ends up, like, don't you feel, even with Correa, doesn't it feel most of the time when you don't sign the big guy, you come away going, phew, it's a good thing. I mean, obviously not Judge.
Judge,
not,
yeah.
Not Harper, not Otani. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I don't even know if they had a realistic chance for those people anyway. But a lot of these other players, man, especially pitchers.
Pitchers, I was just going to say. That to me becomes the one. Like, you said Burnes got, was it 6 years and 210, Grandy?
Yeah.
Were the numbers?
Yep.
So
yep. 6-2-10.
And that's, you look at the Giants now, you think, well, no way were they going to want to do that because the rotation's amazing and relatively cheap. Robbie Ray's got one more year next year at $25 million. Logan, I don't think, makes
not a ton.
And then you got the young pup. So
yep.
You look at the contract, that 6-for-210, it's almost impossible for a pitcher to go out and match the contract that you get that's that high, especially if he's never had Tommy John. As we were mentioning to Robbie Ray yesterday, it's almost a rite of passage for a pitcher. It's not if, but it's when you're going to have your elbow blow up.
It doesn't mean a downturn. Sometimes they come back throwing even harder now. Like, we've gotten all those stories of high school and college kids who are almost like trying to get to TJ surgery as quickly as possible so that you get it out of the way. And then we know a lot of guys who had an uptick in velocity after their TJ surgery. So I don't know. But yeah, here's Robbie Ray, who, by the way, joined us on the show in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday. So if you missed that, he was fantastic. And yes, there was pineapple on pizza content that I heard get turned into a lengthy conversation on the morning roast earlier today. So that was great. I'm not offended by any food. I choose not to eat some of them, but I'll never be offended if you want to put pineapple. Phlegm said the same thing. He's okay with pineapple on the pizza, but I could also tell he wouldn't choose it. It's not what he's going to choose.
Yep.
If he could have any topping on the board, but whatever. By the way, Logan Webb, based on what Logan Webb does on the mound, you want to take a guess at what he's making this year? His contract escalates.
Yeah.
But just this year. You want to take a guess at what he's making?
I know it's not as big as what it's going to be. I'm going to say $15
million.
The music means if I'm wrong, I get buzzed. So.
Well, we have to set what would be a good, you know, kind of margin of error.
Probably $2 million plus or minus.
$2
million? I'm way off, I have a feeling.
Well, no, so you go 15? All right.
Let's just get to the buzz.
No, but you were only $3
million
off.
Oh, not bad.
He only makes $12 million.
Only 12. I love when we use only.
Well, but no, in the
no, no, I know.
This
but
is an ace. This is a major league
when
ace.
When we use the word only and we follow it up with 12 million.
I know, but it's kind of like we could have done that with Brock the last few years. Oh, he only makes $1 million a year. If you want to run that through the prism of just human beings, that's an incredible salary. But for a quarterback, it's absurdly low. I mean, there are people who are like Logan Webb in the bigs and they're making $30 and $40 million a year. Robbie Ray makes more than twice what Logan Webb makes per year. So that's a hell of a bargain.
It is.
Right? Escalates to 23 next year and the year after, and then 24. And then he'll be 31 years old, and then you see what you want to do.
Corbin Burnes, the fourth largest contract among pitchers in total money. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is number one, and he's 2 years into a 12-year deal, and so far, yeah, it's working out. Garrett Cole is like 4 or 5 years into a 9-year, and that one's, you know, it's been good, but he's making
bad.
$36 million a year.
And major injury thrown in there.
Yep. And then it's Max Fried, then Burnes, then DeGrom, and then good old number seven, Blake Snell. Snelly's making $182 over five.
Have fun with that.
Yep. So
how many starts does he have this year? Two?
Something like that.
Three? Is he coming back this year?
Don't know. So
That's a shame.
He's made two starts, hasn't pitched since April 2nd.
It's a shame. It is a shame.
9 innings pitched this year.
It's a shame.
10 hits allowed. 7
God,
runs.
It's a shame.
If you ever watched Game of Thrones, I would do the shame, because there's a big use of shame in that series.
I mean, I never, ever, ever want to celebrate somebody else's injury or misfortune.
It's a shame. Bad look.
No, so it's a shame. It's a shame.
It is. Yeah. Logan Webb, 20th largest contract at $90 million total. So that's not that much.
Great bargain. Just a phenomenal pitcher, phenomenal clubhouse presence, just phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal.
Also on this list, Rodon is 9th, Zach Wheeler 12th, Gausman 14th.
Wow.
A lot of former Giants on there.
Zach Wheeler is forever going to be the one who got away.
Yep.
That's the one that still hurts. Anyway, all right, so yeah, can we talk about Halliburton a little bit? I want to get to Halliburton. We've got today's Bryce Watch. If you don't know or if you haven't heard what happened down on the farm last night with Bryce Eldridge, we're going to have that coming up for you. And in a half hour, we'll talk to the play-by-play guy for the Sacramento River Cats. His name is Zach Beirute. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibb.
Off Lamar, goal, rebound, Neesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's gold with 3/10 of a second remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again. Their first lead of the game.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
No, Grandy. No, that's the wrong call.
What do you mean? That's Mike Breen from ESPN on ABC.
Right. That was that call.
That's the call.
That's not the call. That's not the call.
Do you want to hear like Thunder home radio and hear?
No, that's not what I'm looking for either.
Pacers home radio?
No, thanks.
I'm running out of guesses.
I came in today. It's Friday. We love to put smiles on people's faces. I usually spend the whole 5 o'clock hour laughing uncontrollably.
That's true.
And so I wanted to make sure that y'all got to hear the Korean call of Tyrese Halliburton's shot last night. Because I don't care who you are, this is just happy in a box. That's all this is. You want to hear it?
I do.
This is what it sounded like on the Korean call when Tyrese Halliburton hit that shot.
자, 언더독인 인디애나가 익숙한 상황을 맞이합니다. 할리버튼 버튼을 했네요.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't know that the Korean word for wow was wow.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
These are not what, like, there's the second half of that call. Doesn't matter what language you speak. Those aren't words. They're just human beings making
noise.
Exultation sounds.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the best thing.
And then
that I
also
ever
love the
heard.
Wow in there too.
I mean,
it's a great call.
I could listen to that for the rest of the show. We could put that on loop and leave, and our ratings would go up.
Halliburton.
Yeah.
He does that to people from all corners.
I think I did hear the word Pacers in there too earlier. Like, but right, because when you, no matter what language you speak, I think when you
right.
you throw out an NBA team, it's, you know,
the team.
Blah, 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 blah,
and
blah,
Halliburton
Pacers.
Is Halliburton.
Right. So, like, hear it one more time.
자, 언더독인 인디애나가 익숙한 상황을 맞이합니다. 할리버튼 버튼을 했네요. 할리버튼.
Wow.
And there's a whoa in there, too.
By the way, it wasn't Pacers. It was Indiana. They said Indiana, yep. And then Halliburton, and then wow. Yeah. I mean, you know what that reminded me of? Do you remember the Was Up commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that sounded like.
A slightly more recent reference, but maybe not.
Okay.
That reminds me of the Howard Dean. And we're going to North Carolina. God. We're going to Wisconsin.
Wow!
I wonder which one of those came first, the Was Up commercials or Howard Dean screaming out cities all over America. I can't remember which one was first. They're both throwbacks a little bit.
Grandy, no doubt.
Grandy, do you know, this is always our barometer on this show, and Evan is still in the next room as well. Do either of you understand those references at all?
Sorry, I missed the references.
Howard Dean screaming, is a politician screaming out all of the different cities around America. It's essentially when he lost any chance at winning a presidential election. He went crazy in front of a podium. He was trying to say to people, like, we're going to go to California. We're going to go to Arizona. We're going to go. And then he just went crazy and then went, wah! And everyone went, not voting for that guy.
Vaguely.
You know.
Yeah. I have the answer on which one is older.
And then do you know the Woo Zap commercials? Woo Zap.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember
okay.
those.
Okay. All right. What was first?
Which one do you think?
I think
how. Give him some game show music so he can maybe get buzzed.
Yeah. Okay,
you're going to get as buzzed as Steiny.
Just which one was first?
Which one?
I feel like
came
I can,
first.
I feel like I can place the Howard Dean one. Howard Dean was circa...
Da, da.
This was probably in the mid-2000s, kind of like a 06, 05, 06... Was an election, so I'll go maybe the 04 election.
Okay.
This is my random guess. So did the WhatsApp commercials, was that before I turned 30?
WhatsApp.
Oh, God. I'm going to say narrowly that WhatsApp was first. It's close, though. It's close.
Impressive. Howard Dean, 2004.
2004?
It was during the Iowa caucuses.
Okay.
And
this is one of my least favorite words in the English.
Caucuses?
Language. Yeah, I don't like that. I do not prefer that at all.
It's borderline filthy.
It's very uncomfortable, especially when blended with what you're actually trying to say.
Right.
It's like, what are we doing here?
Iowa. caucuses.
Yeah, some people are getting down to try to figure out who they want to vote for, and we got to come up with a caucus.
Hey,
I'm just, you
don't want a caucus?
Yeah, I'm not okay with this.
Yeah, it's probably
kind of like that.
Slightly less offensive than just the word cock.
Well, right, the guy who comes over to the stuff
fix your
on
windows.
The bathtub.
Yeah,
yeah, like don't. Why? Why can we just? We got all kinds of letters in this language. Go figure out a different word. It's not. It's just like four letters. Let's just come up with a different way to do this.
It's actually five letters, but
it is
C-A-U-L-K.
Oh, is there a U in there?
Yeah, okay, it's not like the male chicken. The answer
whatever.
Is what's up was 1999.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you want to know why I eventually guessed that that was earlier?
Yep.
I loved those commercials so much, and I figured. I wasn't in my 30s when that came out, because if I was, that would make me really immature. Because I, like many people, spent a month, like, every time somebody called me, like, you know, just stupid. So that sounds like something I would do just out of college. And I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in my 30s, and I really enjoyed it, so.
Yeah, I'm not saying you shouldn't enjoy it.
Monday Night Football, December 20th, 1999.
Damn.
That's when the first one, and apparently it ran for several years.
Oh, it definitely
different,
did.
Different renditions of it.
That thing ran almost as long as the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, Dos Equis guy.
Yep.
That's still, for me, for my money, best ad campaign of all time in my lifetime.
Pretty good, yep.
Most interesting man in the world.
Yeah. So anyway.
His business card says, I'll call you.
Pretty funny.
So
many good taglines in that.
Good. You can still tell your friends when you leave the bar, stay thirsty, my friends. You can still do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can get away with it. Anyway,
no doubt.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's the Korean call of Tyrese Halliburton.
Call of the year.
Just, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers. You know, we went back and forth a little yesterday, and I still think the Thunder, I'll check, but they're probably still favored.
Oh, for sure they're still favored. For sure they are. Here, I haven't looked, so let me see. And yeah, you're not going to hear any victory lap from me because
long
way to go. It's one game. They were outplayed for the majority of it for sure. So I don't know where this is going to go. But if you happened to put a couple of dollars on the Pacers to win the series, that was a good start. And yeah, they started out at +5. I think I got it at 505.
Okay. Yep.
It's
like
now,
the freeway.
It's now +278.
Yep.
Yeah. Cut it in half about.
Yeah, I'm seeing it at 265 on FanDuel, so yeah. Right in that same range. Yeah. But
Thunder's still a very significant favorite.
Even though
series.
They lost home court,
yeah.
And, you know, the way the Pacers won that game is the way they win games. And Tyrese even said it in the post game. He's like, yeah, we never really worry about being down. I mean, this is what we've done. This is what we do. And even down 9 with, it was like 2.5 minutes to go, and it didn't look good. You had back-to-back threes, and next thing you know, whoop, whoop. Now it's a three-point game, and it's pucker time.
Listen, I'm just going to say this. Cause it's not over yet, so maybe it'll just kind of dissipate into the atmosphere. I hope this doesn't come off sounding like hyperbole. I've never seen anything like this. This is not just an unlikely run. It's an unlikely run tucked into, we're usually down by double digits with 3 minutes to go. And we've done that at least once in all four of our series. That's crazy. That doesn't work. That doesn't make sense. And it tends to be the same guy each time who has the crazy shot. And oh, by the way, one of the crazy shots was totally a miss. He bricked it. And it flew up, tickled the ceiling,
right.
And went flying down through the hoop.
That was against the Knicks, right?
Yes.
To force overtime.
So that's that to me. That's kind of why I said what I said yesterday, where I'm like, sometimes, and I'm not a big, you know, whatever your spirituality is, I'm not a big believer in all that. Like when it comes to sports, oh, there's a higher power at work, but something's going on. I don't know what, like, have you ever seen anything like this?
I don't think this has ever happened in four consecutive series. And I'm looking at the list, 1.1 remaining against the Bucks in overtime, game 5. 1 second left, game 2 against the Cavs. No time left to force overtime on the one you're talking about. Back rim, and that goes 7 feet, 8 feet in the air and
crazy.
Goes in. And then last night, .3, and when the Thunder didn't score and they got the ball with 8 left, no timeout by Rick Carlisle, genius, smart move. And
yep.
Then You're just waiting for Tyrese.
And you almost knew. The second they get the ball, you're like, oh boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, mean, you know, that dribble to the right and the little 17-foot mid-range, got him.
I can't get enough.
Wow! The wow is great.
Please play it at least 10 more, doing it at least 10 more times between now and when we leave for the weekend. Like, there is no better way to start a weekend than that.
Wow! And if you get a chance to find the Howard Dean scream,
it's probably already
in the system because it was a...
This one's, I like this way better. This one's more fun.
Well, and this one resulted in a victory, yeah. Not a guy who immediately had to bow out.
Right.
I think he took third in that caucus.
Yeah, oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
I mean, and that was politics. This is sports. So by definition, this is better.
Obviously, yeah.
This is way more fun. Way, way, way more fun.
Much more cool.
And yeah. I don't know if it's more fun than that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And more sustainable, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good just for a Friday.
This is akin to a football team winning 4 straight playoff games when they're down by, you know, 5 points with, you know, minute 30 to go, and the quarterback leads them down, game-winning drive. Next week, divisional, same thing. Conference championship, same thing. Super Bowl, same thing. And I know that they haven't won anything yet, but that's what I was thinking about. Like, I don't think a football team has ever had 4 come-from-behind wins in the same postseason.
Well, you only get, like, usually 3 or 4 games in the postseason.
Yep.
If you get the first round bye, you don't even play 4 games in the postseason. So, yeah, they like, do I have those numbers right? Because they won in 5 games, followed by 5 games, followed by 6 games. So this was their 17th play. They're 13-4. They're 13-4, but at least 4 of those wins, they had no business winning the basketball game. None.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This is the most anti-NBA playoff run I've ever seen. And here's what I mean by that. I don't mean there's something wrong with it. It just goes against everything that I have ever been taught as far as the NBA playoffs. You don't get to win when you, quote, don't have the best player. You don't get to win when you're the 4 seed. You don't get to win when you're not one of the top 5 or 6 odds teams going into the playoffs, let alone the start of the season. You don't get to win when you are a massive underdog going against a team that won 68 times in the regular season. You don't get to win when you're a team that has different leading scorers night to night. This is all the Pacers are all the things that we've been taught through the years. Like, that can be good, but you're not going to win a title. You're not going to win a title doing that unless something gets really funky. And I've arrived at something's getting funky. This is a really odd run.
It's very rare. And we mentioned it yesterday, the 2004 NBA Finals, of which you saw every single game. Yep. And that Pistons team was heavily an underdog, and they weren't supposed to do that either. And we know these names more now because they've gone on to be Hall of Famers. You know, Chauncey Billups and Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Richard Hamilton, Tayshaun Prince, your starting 5. But you're going up against Kobe and Shaq, and GP1, by the way, and a team that was
sort of
remnants of him. Yeah,
yeah,
Karl Malone. I mean, it was a team that...
I think he was hurt for the series, but anyway, yeah.
I'm looking, he played 40 minutes in game 2.
Okay, one of them was either missed the series or got hurt in the series. I can't remember if it was Peyton or Malone, but both
Game
of them,
3, Malone played 18 minutes, so maybe that was the game where he got nicked up, the game that they lost.
Did he play in game 4 or 5?
I will skip ahead and look. And, you know, we were talking about heavy underdogs, and this Pistons team was that.
Yep.
Yeah, he played 22 minutes in game 4.
And did Peyton? Peyton played all of them too?
Peyton played 43 and a half minutes.
Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah, memory's not serving me on that one. I thought one of them got hurt in that series or.
Yeah, he did not dress for game 5. Karl Malone.
Oh, okay.
Game 5.
So maybe that's what I'm remembering, but that's only one game. That series was cooked by then anyway.
Yeah, but to your point about this Pacer team, I'm looking at that team, 2004, and Hamilton led him in game 5 in scoring. You had Chauncey lead him twice. You had Rasheed had 26 in game 4 to lead him. So it's the same sort of, like pacer thing. And even last night, you had, was it Neesmith and Nembhard hit back-to-back threes when they were down nine?
Yeah, Nembhard hit the big one. He hit that step back that that made it like, okay, you know, we got a tight finish here in the final 30 seconds. So that was probably the second biggest shot of the game. But, yeah, I don't know what it is about this team, man. When you give them a three-point shot in the final 2 minutes, it goes in. It goes in. They got an incredible group that any of whom can sort of seemingly hit a big shot at the right time. And so far, for a month, that's what they've done. They just the shots go in at the right time for this team. It's wild.
Yeah, and it's not just the one star, like you're saying. Obi Toppin hit a big three in the game, and Siakam has big contributions. And then it gets down to, you get down to the end of the game, and it's like, okay, where is, we're number zero. And then they cut to his dad, and his dad's got the jersey on. It's like, man, this Halliburton thing is, it's here.
Yep, Halliburton is the second biggest name in American sports so far this week. Second biggest name.
Just number two?
Well, you know who number one is. He goes by, no, not him. Yeah, he goes by the name of Bryce Eldridge. I don't know if this is big and fancy yet. We haven't even heard it yet, but do we have a little something to lead us, Mr. Grandy, into today's Bryce Watch?
I don't think. A few things. Many things.
Oh, my God. I thought the Korean call was the best thing I'd ever heard. No. I think this was. Wait a minute now. So what? We both have a few things. What just went through your mind? Then we'll get to Bryce Watch.
I've never loved Mark Grandy more. Incredible job of doing big announcer, deep voice guy.
That's baritone Grandy right there.
Incredible.
Yeah, baritone Grandy was amazing. I only have one tiny, tiny stupid criticism. We'll hold that for a second.
Okay.
I actually just want to congratulate you and take the opportunity to rip Lucas because he's not here. Because yesterday, with about 2 hours to go until the show, we're like, Lucas, we should do this. Let's do this. And Lucas is like, okay. I mean, I'll hit the little and that's what he
that was
Lucas's contribution to hit the same button we hit whenever we want to say anything on this station. But Grandy, given a couple hours notice, this is what he came up with. He's got the Baywatch theme for the Bryce Watch segment and a baritone voice that we didn't even know he had.
Look at the big voice on Grandy.
Yeah.
I had no idea he could get low.
Any guesses on what my tiny, annoying, little constructive criticism would be?
I will guess what yours is with what mine would be.
What's yours?
It's a little long.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. You can go for 8 minutes if you want. Yeah, it's Friday.
I'm not the music, but I thought that...
Play it again. Hell, I don't care.
I thought we could have tightened it down a little bit.
Yeah. This is my grandma who's about to talk. May she rest in peace.
Yeah.
But she always, like, when there was that little thing that you don't want someone to point out, like, she was the English police. My sister, me and Jenny are going to go down to the store. Jenny and I, but she wouldn't do that. She'd go, who? I said, me and Jenny. Who? Oh, God. Grandma. So I'm going to be my grandma here for a second. I don't think if you're going from San Francisco to Sacramento, you're going down I-80. I think you're going up I-80.
You're going out because you're going east.
You're going east.
Up is north, down is south.
Well, Sacramento is north of San Francisco.
Sure, but the majority of your travel is heading east.
Fair.
Like if it's 100 miles east, it might be 12 miles north.
Yeah, but it is north.
Yeah, sure.
So
sure.
I told you it was annoying.
No, I actually I'm kind of with you on pet peeve because that caught me too.
I don't want you to re-record it or anything, Grandy. Don't do that. But I just would have said.
My thought is Sacramento is downriver of San Francisco.
Okay. I mean, do you. Stand on it. Stand on what you say.
Downriver?
Yeah, like
downwind?
It's bigger and better here. Downriver.
Ah, gotcha. Mm. Like it's. Okay. I was just trying to figure out which river you're taking to get
like
there.
Down River Cats. I didn't know where we were
just
going.
Just get to Bryce Watch.
Anyway, here's Bryce Eldridge, everybody.
The 1-0. And a swing and a drive to deep right. Corona's back, and it's gone! It's a grand slam for Bryce Eldridge. His first Triple-A home run is a grand slam. And it gives the Rivercats the lead here in Sugar Land. Eldridge crushed it, and there was no doubt about it.
All right, that is Zach Beirute, who's going to join us in about 10 minutes, maybe even a little less. He's the voice of the Sacramento Rivercats, and that's his call of the way Bryce Eldridge turned the game in Sugarland, Texas last night. At bat number one, a strikeout. At bat number two, a ground out. At bat number three, I have no idea. It was some sort of an out. He did drive in another run with an out. He went 1-for-4 with a grand slam, 5 driven in, and his up-to-the-minute Triple-A OPS is 1,277 since arriving with the Rivercats.
Pretty awesome. And when you watch the video and the Rivercats put it out there on Twitter,
oh my God,
that ball was Schmidt on. That ball was hammered to right. Yeah. Not a line drive.
Go on.
I don't know if they do exit velocity in AAA, but that thing was at least 107, 108. That thing was devoured.
This is the best way I can describe it. He hit it, and the right fielder looked at the pitcher and went, "You kidding me?" He didn't move. He just went, "Are you kidding me? Are you schmitting me?"
Right.
Go on.
Yeah.
I have PTSD for Zach. As someone who also once upon a time, way back when, did minor league baseball, you know the difference between like a grand slam in the bigs versus when you're doing it, especially as the road team in minor league baseball? Listen to this again and pay close attention to the sound of the crowd.
The 1-0, and a swing and a drive to deep right. Corona's back, and it's gone! It's a grand slam for Bryce Eldridge. His first Triple-A home run is a grand slam. And it gives the Rivercats the lead here in Sugar Land. Eldridge crushed it, and there was no doubt about it.
Like, we have no proof that Zach's not doing that in his bathroom.
Right.
Like, there is absolutely no sound. You'd like, minor league ballparks, swinging a drive, and then there's Marge in the third row. She's the only person in this.
I have the attendance if you want.
What was it?
2,249.
Wow!
The Space Cowboys, thank you.
The A's are like, what's wrong with that?
By the way, 109.8 off the bat.
Yeah!
24-degree launch angle, 397 feet.
Dog. That thing was mad.
Yep. 109. All right. Wow.
So, 0.8, closer to 110.
Yeah, unfortunately, at Oracle Park, that's going to be a long single.
You're actually right. That thing's going to knock right off the bricks, straight to the right fielder. And
I don't know what kind of speed he has at 6'7".
Throw him out at first base.
Serious.
Yeah. So anyway, 2-for-6 with 2 walks, a grand slam, and 5 runs driven in since arriving for his first 2 games as a Cat.
Yeah, pretty impressive. A 4-1-1-5 line score. Yesterday.
Not bad.
1-for-4 with 5 driven
in?
5
driven in.
That's pretty rare.
Before you guys break, you want to hear from my old friend Howard Dean really quick?
Yeah.
Here it is.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
자 언더독 언더독인 인디애나가 익숙한 상황을 맞이한다 할리버튼 버튼을 했네요 할리버튼 와우
yep it's Korean call way better
yeah. That's just the sound I hear
wow
at the end.
Alright, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. We're here for you. We're here for good. We're here for fun. We're here for Zach Beirute, voice of the Rivercats, joins us next on Willard and Dibs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.